Hello, my friends, and welcome. My name's Andy Lehman. So welcome to the Chewing the Fat. So in this episode, I wanted to talk about why I say or why I believe that subscription-based businesses such as newsletters are great for those people who have very little energy or very little spare time. So when I say people with very little energy, what I'm talking about, there are people who have conditions such as ME, or as it's probably known better these days as CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome. And so these people have very little energy compared to the majority of the people. Now, obviously, everyone's different. Every human being is different. I've talked about this in a separate edition of Chewing the Fat. We are biologically different in many ways, but there are some people who have an abundance of energy. Then there are those who are born with less energy. But then there are those people who have... We don't really truly know what creates ME or chronic fatigue syndrome. After COVID, with long COVID, there's a lot more study going on now, and there has been talks that probably ME and CFS was probably a hangover from a viral infection, which is what COVID is and long COVID is, so there's probably a similarity there. But these conditions often rob people who generally had a lot of energy, a lot of, could be go and do X amount of hours a day at work and then go to the gym and do everything else and socialize. It robs them of a lot of energy to the point that they can't do anything, which also means then that a lot of people who have things like ME, fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, they have to give up work. I know this as a fact because I know someone, I've got a very close family member. I live with somebody who has ME, chronic fatigue syndrome, and they've had to, every time they've tried to work in the last 10 years, they haven't lasted long. They've had to give up because they weren't able to cope. They were just too painful, too tiring, too fatigued, too exhausted. They just couldn't have a normal life like most other people. And it varies from person to person. I know people who have been reduced to being in wheelchairs and unable to talk. It's also neurological as well as physical. And taking a shower and getting dressed can be enough to knock somebody out for several hours. You know, they get tired quickly, they get worn down easily, they get exhausted easily. And so they're not able to work, but like most people, they actually want to do something. They want to earn money. They need a purpose in life. They don't want to be locked at home and stuck on the sofa or laid in bed all the time. And so they want to do something as a way to bring in money. And this is why I think subscription businesses would be a good fit for anybody like this. I'm not saying 100% that it will be. I'm not saying that everybody who has these illnesses must do one. Some people may not even like to do it. Obviously, everyone is different. But as they say, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade or something to that effect. It is one of those things that you can... Basically, you can try and do it. Something you can do from home. So basically, work online. You create a subscription business, say like a newsletter. You work online and it's a numbers game. So if you consider that majority of the jobs, people have to go and exchange their time for money. So basically, if you're doing 8 hours a day and you're doing £10 an hour, you get £80 or whatever the equivalent is in dollars, blah, 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 blah. So you're exchanging your time for money. For every time you want another £10, you have to do another hour. Now, I don't know what the minimum wage is in the UK or in America. That's just me using it as an example. You probably get paid a lot more than £10. But if you were to get paid £10 an hour, and every time you wanted to earn another £10, you had to work another hour. And it's the same with sort of self-employed builders or plasterers or bricklayers or whatever you do in that sort of vein. If you offer a service where you hang a door, if you charge £50 to hang a door, once you've hung a door, you get paid. If you need another £50, you have to hang another door. You have to hang another door. Bricklayers, they have to build a wall. They get paid. To earn some more money, they have to build another wall. With subscription-based businesses, it's a lot easier because you actually create a product once. Now, I say once, we're talking, say, per month, which is still a lot better than trying to hang a door or build a wall or have to work in a shop. So you create a piece of product, a piece of content once per month, and then you sell it multiple times. So if you have one person who buys at £10, you only make £10. But if you have 200 people paying you £10 or $10, then you are making £2,000. But it's the same one piece of content. Which I do believe for people who have who have very little spare time or have very little energy, like we've talked about the people with some of these conditions where they can't do a great deal, this could be a godsend. Now, obviously, I know that with these kind of conditions, it's neurological as well as physical, so it can be very tiring having to think, and it can be very tiring having to produce and create. However, like I said, if you are having to create one piece of content per month, then it does reduce down. It's not like you're working 40 hours. So, for example, let's say that you are creating a newsletter, and that newsletter is going to be two or three pieces of content, say two or three pages, a PDF per week. It could be monthly, it depends on what your product, what your information you're sharing, or it could just be a video like this. So you could sit and record a video for 30 minutes. Once it's done, you put it on your platform, and anybody's paying you, they access that video. You could do that once a week, okay? So you're not working 40 hours, you're probably just working the 3 hours, the couple of hours to get the video recorded or create the PDF to get it online. Once it's done, it's done. Now, obviously, I'm not one of these people who's going to come along, and I'm not on TikTok talking about how you can make $10,000 a month by doing this, very little, whatever. With a subscription business, you will need people who are paying you to access your content. So you will need to do some form of marketing. So yes, there is more work involved. And that will probably mean you having to create free content or somehow start publishing content on other platforms to get people in. Okay, now the best thing would obviously be to use a plan, follow a working plan and then just sort of take your time and work on it. So yes, you're not going to be making hundreds or thousands of dollars, pounds per week starting this from day one, but it is something that you can work on. And as I say, once you've got into that position, once you've got several hundred subscribers, then they will pay you £5, £10, $20, $50, whatever you're charging per month. Once you've got those people in, and then they are staying for a while, then you are starting to make some decent money and you are producing less content. So, again, what I'm saying has to be taken in context. I'm not going to say it's particularly easy, but I am saying that it's a lot easier than lots of other things that people do. And I'm also not going to say, I'm not going to blow smoke up your arse and try and say that you're going to get started today and you'll be making $1,000, £1,000 by the end of the month. You can get started today, and you can get started today for free. So you can use several platforms. Substack is one of the best platforms at the moment for newsletters. I think there's another one called Beehive. There's quite a few that's around at the moment. Then there's places like Patreon. If you're into doing fiction, then you've got Ream Story, so you can publish fiction to these platforms. Patreon, again, is another one that's been used for videos, for podcasts, for fiction. Payhip, I think, is another one. Gumroad is another one. There's all these platforms where you can actually start to publish content for free. And the only time you pay to use the platform is when you actually start charging people. So until you get your first paying subscriber, you are free. Until they start paying, then a small fee is taken out of that transaction. So that means you can actually publish loads of free content, and then you can go to your social media platforms, which are also free, and start sharing that content out there and to build up a following. In fact, there are these social media platforms are also now changing. So you've got people like Instagram and Twitter, or X as it's now called, and I do believe Facebook is going the same way, where you can actually start charging people to see access more of your content, like a subscription. I know X does, and I've seen Instagram. If you pay for Instagram Pro, I think it is, then you can actually charge people to access more of your content, your video content. So you can actually start to do this for free from the comfort of your own home. And like I said, the content that you produce that people are paying for can be quite minimal. Now, I don't want to talk about this too much, but it's obviously something that's been going on in the adult industry for quite a few years. And some people actually think that the adult industry is what has helped rocket the technological advancements in membership production. So you've got these platforms like OnlyFans and stuff like that has opened up the doors for people to create all sorts of content, control it by themselves. They're not having to be part of a big company, or they're not being paid a wage by a company. They can actually now take control of their content. Whereas before, they probably got paid a lump sum to do some filming. Now they do the filming and they get paid thousands of times by different people. And that is what is great about subscription business. And that is for the fact that you can produce minimal content. But if you've got a larger subscription base, then you're earning more money. The more content you produce, the more likely you are to find more subscribers, depending on what the content is about, and the greater chance you have of keeping people subscribed. So if people are paying $10, £10 a month to access loads of written material, which is teaching them to do something, so let's say it's teaching them A, B, or C, whatever the content is about, and if you tell them that they're going to get one newsletter per week, okay, so you only have to publish one newsletter a week, but if you were to publish two newsletters a week, then you are going to have better retention because they're actually getting more than what they were initially paying for. So you've under-promised, over-delivered. And this is a big, powerful saying. But again, like I said, we need to keep this sort of down because we don't want people to be overworked. This is the whole point of this, is that it's easy to do for people who have very little time or have very little energy. But saying that, going back to the newsletters, if you are producing a newsletter a week, and let's say that it's going to be four pages of content, a decent sized article, you could probably write that in a few hours. Let's say it takes you a day. That's one day's work instead of 5 days' work, so it is less. If you do two, I mean, let's say you can get two, do, if you get, say, I mean, you surely be able to get two newsletters or two videos done in a day. It depends on what your content is. I mean, this video I'm recording now, looking at the time, or this podcast, it depends if you're listening to this on audio or video, but I'm recording this through a online tool called ScreenPal, I believe. It used to be Screencast-O-Matic. It's now ScreenPal. And I'm now just approaching 12 minutes long. So let's say that I was going to plan to do this for 20 minutes. I'm over the halfway mark. Once this is recorded, I can then go and record another. So I could probably spend an hour recording these two videos and even possibly editing. The editing depends on what you need to do to the video. So, I mean, I actually have someone who does the intro and the graphics for me. I hand it over to a guy. But beforehand, I used to just basically add a piece of music and a graphic at the front, sort of introducing the video, the podcast, and then just check that there was not too many ums and ahs, if I needed to take any out, or if there was any spaces where I paused for too long, especially if I'm doing like a ScreenFlow video, then I would edit that. But it could take between 10 minutes to an hour to edit one video. It depends on, like I say, what needs changing, what needs editing, what mistakes I've made, or what I'm talking about, whether there's too many ums and ahs. I've got to the point now where sometimes I just leave them in. It can be, you could be done within a couple of hours. So if you were producing video which was going on Patreon, for example, Patreon is great for videos, or Payhip. So you could record these videos, put them up there. You could actually record these, and then if people are paying to access that content, you just do a couple a week, one a day. It depends on what time and energy you've got, and it also depends on what you are teaching. Like I say, depends on what the content is. There's a newsletter magazine on Patreon called Knitly. I think it's Knitly, and it's to do with knitting. And I don't pay for any. There's different tiers. So I think the minimum tier is like $3 or £3, and people are paying. I'm not sure if you get patterns, knitting patterns, but you know, occasionally they share photos and some bits and bobs, and it might even be in PDF. I don't know what you get, but basically they're earning like £10,000, $10,000 a month sharing information about knitting. So again, like I say, that could be a monthly newsletter. So you just have to produce that newsletter once, and the money is in the numbers of the amount of subscribers you have. So you are actually doing less work but getting paid multiple times. So now, the reason why I believe that running a home-based subscription business could be a fantastic way for people with these conditions to earn money, so we've got these 5 points I'd like to talk about, which is: one, you get paid multiple times for the same few pieces of content, which we talked about. The tools and the platforms needed are cheap and accessible to everyone. So we've talked about Patreon, we've talked about Ream, Ream Stories, Gumroad. These are all technically free platforms that you only pay once you start charging. Substack is the other one. An online subscription business can be run from anywhere in the world, which means that you can do it from the comfort of your own home and you can take it with you. So if you go on a holiday, if you go away to therapy, if you go whatever you do in the world, if you go away for 6 months, you take it with you because it is online. And number four, they are easy to set up, so there's very little technical skill required, especially if you use one of these platforms. You do not need to know anything about the platform. You just, it's like opening up a Facebook account. You probably just need to connect a Stripe account, some form of payment. But once you've got your account set up, you can start sharing content to the platform. So back in the day when I first started working online, a lot of the websites, the membership sites you used, you had to pay a small fortune to either have it built for you or to access the website, specific website framework. You'd have to pay someone, a technical person, quite a bit of money to do it for you on your behalf, or you'd have to get a plugin, and you'd spend ages and hours trying to figure out how to get this thing working and integrated to everything. And there was a heck of a lot. But now people have made it a lot easier with the OnlyFans, with the Patreons, these are now platforms that you can just go to, open up an account, attach a Stripe or PayPal payment system to it, just basically use your email and connect and go click a button or something, it connected, then you can start sharing content. Now again, not so much for the people who have got little time, but for those who have conditions like ME or fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome, it's something positive to focus on and can be a positive escape or distraction from the pain and struggle of daily life. So having a subscription business could be something that may help you to sort of recover or regain some form of life back when you're struggling from the day-to-day, because there's nothing worse than feeling tired, feeling in pain, and knowing that you have been robbed from the job that you enjoyed, or work, or your dignity, or stuff like that. Having an online subscription business probably would help you get some of that dignity, some of that purpose back, and it'll probably give you a bit of a distraction and escape from the pain and struggling. So, yeah. So that's the reason why I think that online subscription business, and I talk about them a lot because I'm a big fan of the subscription business model, because like I say, you create something once and you get paid multiple times. I create a newsletter. I have a newsletter. It's for the freedomskillsacademy.com. We have the VIP, exclusive SFA VIP club newsletter, which we publish either a PDF or a video once a month regarding a specific way to make money, or we teach something. And we only do it once, but we get paid multiple times from people who are interested in learning what we are teaching. And that's what I like about it, because basically what you are creating, the video I'm creating today is a podcast, it's free. But sometimes when I create a video like this, or usually a screen flow, I get paid for it. And it's the same amount of effort that I'm doing in this one. When I'm writing an article for Medium, for the website, or an email, when I write something, I'm generally not getting paid directly. Can do indirectly when it sells a product or it sends somebody to do something that I've requested them to do, so that you can earn indirectly from the articles and the way emails that you write. But with a PDF that is part of the membership, people are paying me to write that article, and it is basically just like one or two articles put together. It's usually sort of between 8 pages long, I think, on average, or a 20 to 30 minute video, and we get paid for that. Well, I get paid for that, for creating that content. And it doesn't really take long. The hardest part, really, is sitting down to figure out what you're going to do. So that's why it's always worth planning. Just this moment, just before I sat down to record this video, I sat down with John, who's the other partner in the Freedom Skills Academy website and business. And we've just planned out our next 4 to 5 podcasts, which we'll be recording every Thursday night now for the next 4 to 5 weeks. So we've planned out those podcasts, so we know that when we sit down, what we're going to talk about, what we are going to discuss, and we know what those podcasts are going to be about. And so that is half the battle, really, half the plan. So when you're creating a subscription business, as I say, the content doesn't have to be a lot, because the money isn't made in the content itself. But it is, but it's not made. You're not writing one article and hoping to get paid £500 per article, which is some freelance writers do, which is great, but you've got to find those clients who are willing to pay that £500, excuse me, And that takes you back to the sort of the bricklaying, the joinery, the where you hang a door for 50 quid and then you've got to hang another door. If you write an article to people, to clients who pay well, that's great, but you've got to find another client or do another article for another 500. With a subscription business, you create the article once and get paid multiple times. And let me just have a quick drink. And so that does depend on how many people you've got. So as I say, when you create one article and you've only got one person paying, then you are only going to earn £10 or $10. It will feel like a lot of hard work. But when you are, when you've got 100, 200, 500 or 1,000 people paying, then writing that one article, same amount of effort, same length as the previous ones, it's a different story altogether. So yes, you will need to build up, and yes, you will need to give it some time, and yes, you have to enter this knowing full well that you need to get quite a lot of subscribers to pay. They need to have some information or some entertainment, something that is worth them paying, because if they don't, they're not going to pay. But on the whole, the actual content, the actual business is a lot easier to run than most others. And so on that note, I'm going to bring this Chewing the Fat edition episode to a close, and I hope that it helped you, or you found it useful and it helped you have some ideas. So like I say, if you haven't got much time or you don't have a lot of energy, then this could be a decent business model to look into. But as I say, have your eyes open as well. I'm not going to blow smoke up your arse. I'm not going to say that you just create one article and suddenly 100 people are going to pay for it and that's it. You do need to get people onto your subscription. You do need to get traffic. You do need to approach people. But I do believe that it is a business model that will help a lot of people, mainly because the platforms are there. It's free to get started. You can create the platform in a day. You can start creating content today, and you can start searching people for today. Some of the best things that you can do to try and get subscribers is to interact with other people's newsletters or other people's content, leave comments on their Facebook profiles, join Facebook groups, all that kind of stuff. Let people get to know you. Once they get to know you, it's what we call the know, like, trust factor, the KLT factor. So when people get to know you, they get to like you, and then they eventually get to trust you, then they'll probably start buying from you. So there's a lot of the work that can be done, which is basically nothing more than like socializing on social media anyway. It's quite straightforward and can be done on your phone while you sat on the sofa. So on that note, I'm going to bring this to a close. And like I say, I hope you found this helpful, useful, entertaining in any way. Please leave a comment. Please share if you liked it. If you didn't like it, if you didn't find it useful, feel free to email and let me know, because it's always handy to have feedback. We do want to help people. We want to give people the information and inspire people to take action and give them ideas. Because like I say, one of the biggest problems we have in the world or in society is that people do not know what they don't know. So if you don't know something and you don't know it, how are you going to know that you need to know it? How are you going to find out? You don't. So a lot of times when you watch these programs or the news and you see people who are struggling online and they can't afford the rent, or they're struggling to afford their bills and they need to make some money but they can't get any more overtime at work and they don't know how to do this and that and the other, it's because a lot of the time they haven't realized that there are other ways to make money, that they could make money. And so sometimes they get involved. It depends on the desperation and how much how fast they need the money, how desperate they are. But people tend to do silly things when they need the money. And a lot of time it's because they do not know that there are other ways to make money, that there are other ways to grow a business. There are other ways to find that money. They could go to Fiverr.com. If they're good at writing, they could go to Fiverr.com, write a few articles, and earn $100 over a week, which would probably pay the bill that they were desperately trying to, you know, desperately worried about. Or there are things that people can do, but they just don't know. And that's the whole purpose of the Freedom Skills Academy. These podcasts, Chewing the Fat, and the Side Hustle podcast that me and John do, is that we want to try and give people as much information and ideas as to what is out there, what they can do. We want to help you to help yourselves. And so I hope that you find these videos, these rambles, useful, helpful, and inspiring anyway. If not, let us know, and we'll see if we can adapt them and change them. If there's anything you would like to know or anything you want me to talk about, then please feel free to drop us a line and let us know. So on that note, I'm definitely finishing this now. So I'd just like to say thank you very much for listening, and I shall speak to you in the next episode. Thanks and goodbye.